Today, we interview the person behind the mask of the viral oyster mascot sensation Pearl, Christine Oreskovic, publisher of The Coast. Hello, Christine. Thank you for speaking with us today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you. So first of all, Christine, you're the publisher of The Coast. This came to me as a surprise when I found out that the viral sensation. So do you do this when you're not editing or working on articles?
No, The Coast has been doing events for the last sort of 6 years for the Halifax Oyster Festival. We also produced the Halifax Burger Bash, which has been going on for over 10 years. So, you know, a lot of media engage with our community and our readers through different events. And we've been very lucky that they've been well received by our readers and the community so far. And so, you know, we work with our marketing and sales team to put on these events for Halifax.
So tell us about Pearl. When did you first come up with this idea?
Oh, well, when we started the festival, the group in the office at the time, we really wanted a piece of art that kind of was interesting because, you know, an oyster itself is, while it's beautiful, it's maybe a turnoff for some. So we really wanted some sort of focal piece or interesting kind of Instagrammable art that represented the festival. So, you know, we looked at other festivals like Coachella or, you know, Oshaga, or, you know, had lofty ambitions. And we had somebody in our office who was an incredible illustrator, Aziza. And we said, Aziza, we need kind of like a creepy oyster that we can put on stuff. And she came back and what my memory was like 2 hours later and said, like this. And I was recently talking to her and she said, oh yeah, she just remembered like trying to push it to the edge and thinking that we would pull it back. And all of us at the time were like, this is amazing. You know, we couldn't have described such a amazing character that she drew. But yeah, I think that was sort of the genesis of it. And then a couple of years, or maybe a year after that, we had a local Hala Cooper at the time was living in Halifax. Now she lives down the South Shore, but she made us an incredible paper mache costume. I mean, we didn't set out to have a mascot per se, but we did have something, you know, we were thinking about those sort of cigarette girls of times gone by that would maybe have oysters and walk around. And then we came up with Pearl. So, yeah.
So, sorry, Cooper is the costume artist behind Pearl?
Yes, yes. Hala Cooper. Yeah, she made the costume. And it's just, you know, it's paper mache and wire for Pearl's eyelashes. And when we picked it up, it was incredible. It was more than we could ever imagine how great it was. So, and then a year after that, she made us another costume of Pearl's friend named Earl. So, Earl obviously is not getting the same fanfare as Pearl, but you know, they're bivalve curious creatures. They're friends. They like to come out to the festival and dance around and get their photos taken.
So clarifying for Dalhousie students, Earl is not Pearl's husband?
Correct. They're just friends. Why be a husband?
They're just friends. And I guess, do you like oysters, Christine?
Yes, of course. I love oysters. Nova Scotia has some of the cleanest waters, you know, like around the world. I mean, the harbor aside right now, but, you know, we live in a coastline is incredible in Nova Scotia, and our oysters that grow here are quite delicious. Do you like oysters?
Honestly, now that I've seen this, I want to try them, but I haven't.
Oh, yeah. Well, some people are put off by them, but, you know, they're very good for you. They're full of lots of nutrients and vitamins. And at the time, they're also, it's like going swimming or going surfing, you know, and you get a big blast of salt water in your mouth. That's sort of what it tastes like. And oysters have a different taste depending on what waters they're grown and the kind of the bay and the salt in the ocean at that where they're growing. So it's they have quite a nice mellow taste at some level. And the real oyster aficionados, they love it a naked oyster. They're not putting hot sauce or lemon on it. They're just no toppings. And Nova Scotia has some great tasty oysters to try.
My question is, how has the feedback been since creating Pearl? Now, obviously you went viral. Did you expect that you were going to go viral?
No, it was totally unexpected. The woman, Amy, she tweeted out on a Sunday night, really that photo had been out and that photo has been used before. It's from a couple of years ago at the festival. And you know, it was sort of unexpected. I'm not sure what sparked it. I mean, it's a great shot. It's a great photo and it kind of looks fun, but kind of weird. Like, what's happening there? People are laughing, but it looks moody. You know, the photo looks moody itself. And honestly, it's been a viral sensation. We've been in the New York Times. We've been, the White House tweeted us out. We've been on BuzzFeed, done multiple interviews, and it's great. It's the good part of the internet, you know, when people make fan art and discuss and it's all in good fun. So it's been very interesting to see how people react to oysters and that kind of strange feminine kind of art.
Speaking of discussions, I just heard a few students actually speaking about your photo, and it was so interesting, the different feedback. So many of them found it artistic and beautiful, and many of them found it eerie, slightly disturbing. What do you think of it? How would you describe Pearl?
Oh, I just think she's a salty gal. She, you know, she's like all those eyes. She's out looking for a hot shucker. That's what we were saying. It's been fun kind of coming up with her personality. I think she's an incredible piece of art. I mean, this is the kind of fun thing about working at the coast and in our events is like we work with a team of people who, you know, created this. I didn't set out to create a creepy monster of a oyster, but you know, just collaboratively, we were able to create a creature that has, you know, has real attitude. This is not a sanitized kind of mascot per se, and people love having their photo taken by her. However, there are people who don't like her. They are genuinely seem kind of freaked out by her. So I think that's funny also. So we've sold many t-shirts with her image on it. We had tea towels. And now on the weekend, we know a local tattoo artist is doing some flash art tattooing. So those people will always be welcome to the festival with their tattoo of Pearl.
And I guess, tell us a little bit, how is Earl different from Pearl, and when is he having his debut?
Oh, well, he's had his debut. He's been at the festival for a couple of years as well. He just, I don't know, maybe just seems more benign. Maybe his long mustache that looks like a tentacle seems much more, less threatening. I'm not quite sure. You know, there's a lot of conversation of, you know, is it because she has sexy legs, sexy lips? Is she kind of intimidating for people? She definitely seems to have more attitude than Earl. I'm not sure why. I'd love to for people to really dig into that. But yeah, Earl will be there too. It's funny, both the costumes, you know, we haven't had the festival for a couple of years because of COVID. So they've been in our storage locker, which we have quickly gotten them out, and we realized they need some little updating. So they're going to probably go to the spa to get a little bit of an update and be ready for the festival in September.
Speaking of the festival in September, what can people expect from this year's Oyster Festival in terms of events and festivities?
Yeah, so we host about 20 different oyster farms from all around the Maritimes. So from Nova Scotia, PEI, New Brunswick, we're hoping to have some Newfoundland oysters there this year. And it's really like for somebody who hasn't attended before, it's sort of like a beer festival where you go around and sample and taste the different oysters. And really when you eat them in that kind of large kind of capacity that people do, you really can tell the difference of the taste and the textures. And so that's sort of fun. And then we have also the shucking championship on the stage. We have a stage and amateurs and then pro shuckers compete. It's a it's a bit of a sport, and they're timed and a clean shuck. So that's sort of a rowdy kind of on the stage kind of activation. And then we have lots of local drink and other kinds of food on site. So it's on the waterfront, and at the end of September, September 23rd and 24th. And we have lots of volunteer opportunities as well. Funny thing about Pearl is that we've always had a hard time getting people to sign up to be in the costume. So it usually ends up my teenage daughter and her friends who've had to wear it in the past. But guess what? Those lines of volunteer have been filled up really quickly this year. So it's kind of fun. But there's lots of things to volunteer that people can get involved in if they want to learn about how to run a big festival or a food festival, even more, learn about oysters. It's a great way to find out about the city and meet different people. And we have a really good time doing it.
Thank you so much, Christine. Is there anything else you would like to add for Dalhousie audiences?
I don't think so. So they can visit us at oysterfest.ca and, reach out if anyone would like to find out more information about it.
That was Christine Oreskovich, the publisher of Halifax's newspaper, The Coast, and the person behind the mascot Pearl. Sarah Gouda, CKDU.